Thank God that we are entering into the fifth day of this year's NYT Business Conference. A fifth day is almost halfway through the NYT Business. Especially for those who's only able to be here for 1 week. Fifth day is almost marking the end of your 30 years. Every year we have this. Every year we tell the students it's going to be faster than you thought. And start from the first day, you feel that, wow, this 2 weeks is so long. Oh, will I be able to survive? Will I be able to last the end? Will I fall apart? And very soon, it will be 5th day, 6th day, 7th day, and we'll be entering the last you know what? 2013, at least, will never come back. It's more than a problem. So, we need to cherish the time we have. We need to make sure that we reach the ending prayer of the day, sharing from the brother. The question was posed to everyone. Have you set a goal for yourself since the beginning, since the first day? Or even before you come to have like this. And you know what? Everybody raised their hand. I have a goal. I want to touch God. I want to experience Him. I want to feel myself. I want to experience Him in my prayer. Everybody raised their hand. Yeah, like 5, 6 people raise their hand and they feel that they have God. They feel that they have reached God. They feel they experience something. It's 5 people is good. Also for those of us, you know, we all come with a goal. We all wish to see God in here. But then we need to come, like we need to ask ourselves, how come 5 days already, a total of more than 10 hours of prayer, how come I still feel I'm quite distanced from God? You know, I can see from your face during the class or during the prayer, I see that some of you still feel that you're trying to grasp onto something. You're trying to feel it, but somehow you feel very distant, still far. What happened? Let's read a verse. Maybe that can help us out. Huh? Let's turn to Matthew chapter 13. This is the parable that you are learning, that you have been learning, right? Let's turn to Matthew chapter 13. Verse 3. Matthew chapter 13, verse 3. Then he told them many things in parables, saying, a farmer went out to sow his seed, verse 4. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Now this is probably a parable that we are very familiar with. You probably read this parable hundreds of times. Since RE class, you read this over and over. But sometimes, when we read the Bible, we read really quick. But a lot of times, you will find out that a lot of interesting detail, a lot of interesting teaching were hidden in detail, in those very minute details. Also, the year says there's a person, a farmer, who went out and sowed the seeds, and some of the seeds fall along the wayside, the road, on the street, on the pavement, and then the bird came and snatched the seeds away. Right? We all learned about this. We heard about this. And we say that, oh, you know what? The seed is the living words of God. And it was sown to the way, to the roadside. And then the evil, the bird, came and take away from us so that we no longer possess this way of life, this teaching of life, right? But if we read the explanation of Jesus, let's read the explanation of Jesus. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 13, verse 18. Let's see how Jesus explained this parable. Verse 18, listen then to what the parable of the sower means, verse 19. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand, then the evil one, and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. You know what? If you pay attention to the detail of the sequence of this parable, you might realize something is a little bit different than what you usually thought. In here it says, a person heard. Now a person has received the seed, the teaching of the heavenly kingdom. But do not understand, then the birds can, the evil one can snatch it away from you. So what is the sequence? The sequence is not that, oh, the seed was sold, and then the birds came and take it away so you have it no more. What is the sequence? The sequence is, it has been given to you, but you fail to understand, so the birds came and take it away. So what is the key? The key is does not understand. When the person fail to receive, fail to understand, failed to take it into their heart, then the birds can. So who is liable in the whole scenario? Who is liable? Satan is not liable for your Satan is not liable for your failing to understand the words of God. It's not, do not blame on Satan. You know what, sometimes we have this tendency, oh, Satan caused me to do this. Oh, Satan made me not understand. Oh, it's all Satan's fault. But in here, he made it very clear whose fault is it. A person has failed to understand the teaching. Then, Satan can. So who's liable? We are liable. If we are unable to understand the teaching of the kingdom of heaven, if we are unable to accept the seed into our heart, then we are liable for our own failing. Then Satan came and take it away from you. So what might be the reason? What might be the reason that a person failed to understand the teaching? What might be the reason that your heart is so hardened like the pavement? Like the street, like the road, so the seed can never be rooted and grow in your heart. There are a few possibilities. The first possibility is that you don't care. The first possibility is that whenever you are here, you sit down, you listen, and you feel the teaching is not related to you. You feel it's always talking about someone else. You know what, we have this very often, as a minister, as a pastor in the local church, various times we have members who approach to us and say, Pastor, this is a good message. It's perfect for him. It's great for her. Ah, too bad they are not here. They should listen to this so that they will change. You know, sometimes in our heart, we'll listen to this and we smile, but in our heart, we'll say, but a lot of times we don't feel the message is for us. We feel the message is always addressed to someone else's problem. we feel that, oh, you know what, this message is good, but hey, I'm pretty okay. I'm very okay. So our heart is never pierced by the words of God. And that's why we are always who we are throughout the years. We learn, but we never change. Why? How come we never change? Because we always feel that we are good enough. And the message is always pertaining to someone. Those who are weaker, those who are sinful, those who need to learn. Me, I'm very okay. You know, when we come to the Lord with this kind of attitude of, I am okay. When we come to the seminar with this kind of mentality of, those messages for those who are weak, oh, I am really okay. You know what, we're not learning anything. We won't be learning anything, and we won't go anywhere. Also, brothers and sisters, when we come to the Lord, a heart of humility is very important. Do not listen to sermon for someone else. Do not acquire knowledge so that you can point finger to others' mistakes. All the message in the Bible, all the learning from the seminar is for us and us alone. This is the first reason. When you feel that the message has nothing to do with you, you know what? You seal your heart and it's as hardened as the pavement. And then the bird will come and take it away from you. That's the first reason. Second reason is when you hear a message, you know it's for you, but you don't. You know, sometimes we can be very selective. Nowadays, in our generation, we were taught to always voice your opinion, to always stand firm in what you believe, always sustain your personal opinions. Oh, I like this, so I take it. I don't like that, I reject it. Because sometimes we apply this kind of mentality into our faith as well. In here, we mention many things from the Bible. We talk about how to keep yourself holy before the Lord. We talk about how should you conduct your life in this evil world. Evil generation. We talk about how you should dare to be different in your school, among your classmates, or at your working environment. Dare to be different, right? We keep on talking about this. Dare to be different. Follow the way of the Lord. Keep yourself pure. Marry in the Lord. You know, we keep on talking about this. But if you, every time when you listen to this message, in your heart, you're like, those are just old stuff. Some old teachings that can never catch up with my modern new generation. It doesn't fit in to the new environment anymore. If you, in your heart, always been very selective to the teaching that you heard and how much you will receive, or you will agree, then you know what? The teaching, the seminar, the Bible has not much use for you. Because you seal your heart already and only taking whatever you like. It wouldn't work. Trust me, it doesn't work. One of my high school classmates always feel that he is very religious. He always told me, always like to talk about Bible. He always say that he is a very religious, I'm a very religious Christian. But I knew him quite well. I know that he has one girlfriend after another. Like, he's very messy in the relationships. One after another. It's very common outside, very common. But he always say that he is a very religious Christian. He loves God and God loves him. I wonder I couldn't take it anymore. I just flipped to the Bible about adultery. I was like, look, adulteress, go couldn't take it anymore because everything is, oh, I'm so religious, I'm so godly, I'm so spiritual. But you know what, from what we know, girlfriend after girlfriend. So I just couldn't take it, I just told him, but hey, did you see this? The Bible said, for those who be in hell. You know what he said to me? I was still laughing. Huh? He wasn't offended. Yeah. Too bad he wasn't offended. He wasn't offended. He was like, oh, you know what? But I don't agree with that. That's it. He said, I don't agree with this part. So, hey, I won't accept it. I will accept, well, oh, God love me. I love God. I will forgive my transgression. Oh, I will go to him. He said, this part I like. So I will believe in it. I will follow it. This is our generation. Selective. We take only the portion of the teaching that we like, we enjoy, and it's benefit, is what is actually clinging to our benefit. We take that. If anything against my personal desire, anything against my personal belief, anything against my personal preference, oh, you know what, let's put it on the side. Selective memory, oh, I forgot about that part. You know what, if we have this kind of mentality, when we come and learn, we will learn nothing. This is not what the Lord wants to see. And this is not how we will improve in our spiritualities. Just like a baby. If a baby always being fed with milk, easy to digest. Huh? Oh, you don't have kids, so you don't know it. In the future, when you have kids, you'll understand. They prefer milk because it's easier. So when the baby grows to a certain age, you try to change from formula into like something more solid, they will give you a lot of hard time. Usually, the kids will give you a lot of hard time. They'll spit it out all over the table. And then you have to clean it up. So you know what? Milk is the easy part. Take the bottle, boom, with it. At that age, they're able to hold the bottle themselves already. And you have peace and quiet for the next hour and a half. But feeding is different. Feeding is like a battle. The first time I feed my sister's kid, and then I was thinking, well, you know, not only he spit up everything, when I looked away, he took the entire plate and put it on his head. In the church. When I looked away, I was like, oh my goodness. It's all over. So you know what? That's the difficult part because they don't like it. Drinking milk is way easier than eating something solid. But eating something solid is what keeps you growing. So if you only take the part that you like from the Bible, from the seminar, from every lecture, you only take the part, oh, okay, God love me, thank you. Oh, you know what, God's mercy, God's grace, God's miracle and signs, oh, so good. You know what, you're not going anywhere. But when you listen to something harsh, keep your purity before you marry. Oh, yeah. No boyfriend, no girlfriend, oh, yeah. You know, whenever you listen to something harsh, if you reject, you reject to receive. This is like what it says. The seed fall on the road and the bird will come and take it away. Do not blame on the bird. Do not blame on the bird. Blame on yourself. Because you reject it first before the bird can come. Number three. Why your heart is hardened and unable to receive anything? Very simple. Because you fall asleep in the class. Seriously. If you fall asleep in every single class, of course you receive nothing. You know, I realized that we have this wrongful issue for the sisters. Right? Thank God it's not on this side. I know that it has been tough, and the church has been trying very hard. As you see, we are setting up traps, and we have Brother James standing there trying to intimidate the raccoon every night. It didn't work. We see the raccoon go in and out of the trap without being called until last night. But I heard that there's another one coming to visit you last night. We called one, but I guess he got families too. So I know it's difficult.
For brothers, I don't know what's our problem. Maybe it's the snoring. I know it's difficult for you, young kids in your generation who are from such a comfortable family life, suddenly coming here, sleeping on the ground, sharing rooms with other people. Right? It's not part of your life. You are not used to this. You are used to your nice, comfortable, Tempur-Pedic, like $5,000 bed, your soft pillow, this and that. But you are here. I know that the living environment might not be as good, as comfortable, as what you have, let alone some interference by the raccoon, by other people. It's the reality, it's the fact, but it's also a training for you. You have to remember one thing, if you come here, you sleep through the entire seminars, it really defeats the purpose. It doesn't matter what might be the reason. You can have many reasons to justify why you fall asleep. Oh, there's raccoon visiting me every single night. Oh, I can't stay up. You know, this reason, oh, you know, the guy next to me, his feet smell so bad. You know what? You come up with millions of reasons why you fall asleep in the class. And you can have my sympathy. But it doesn't matter what my reason. The fact, the reality is, if you fall asleep, you learn nothing. You learn nothing, you learn nothing. That's the fact. And you know what? When Satan came and snatched away the seed of the words from your heart, he wouldn't care what's the cause. He wouldn't give you mercy. Oh, tired because of Rapunzel, you know what? Let me not snatch the seed. No, you fall asleep, he takes the seeds away. So, brothers and sisters, excuse is for the weak. You are here already. Stay up, stay awake in the class. Help no one but yourself. Learning, keep yourself awake, pinching yourself, do whatever, just stay awake. Because in here, you'll realize one thing. In NYDS, there are two cycles. Two cycles. Circle. One is negative, one is positive. The positive is, you come, you force yourself to stay awake. You force yourself to concentrate in the prayer, and then you receive more strength from the Lord, so that you are more awake in the class, and then you are more inspired by the Spirit, and then you are more energetic. You know what? This cycle goes stronger and stronger and stronger from the first week to the second week. In Taiwan, when we were 10-15 years ago, in Taiwan Theological Seminar, we wake up at 5:30, and we don't get to sleep until like 1:30 to 2 o'clock. That's every single day for 3 weeks. But you know what, you realize one thing, we don't fall asleep in class. We sleep 3 to 4 hours a day. We don't fall asleep in class. Every day the heart is pounding with more teachings. And every time when we sit down and share, talking about what we learn in the class, we get excited. People share about testimony, people share about what their insight, their finding, their realization, discovery of the Bible verses. We get so excited. You sleep 3 to 4 hours a day, but you are always energetic. That's why. Because it's a positive cycle. The more you put in, the more you receive, the more excited you get, and the more concentrated you are in the class. But you can go on the other direction because you are tired. So you doze off in the class. Because you doze off in the class, you receive nothing from the class. Because you receive nothing from the class, so you feel fragile and weak in your prayer. And because you feel fragile and weak in your prayer, you receive no strength from the Lord. Because you receive no strength from the Lord, so you continue to sleep in your class. And at the end of 2 weeks, the only thing you remember is, oh, I slept good in here in the class. It really defeats the whole purpose of being here. So, brother and sister, it's our choice. At the end of this 2 weeks of 1 year, are we going to go home empty-handed? Or are we going to go home with glowing up face? Transformation, different person, being filled by the power of the Lord. Exciting about the teaching that we have learned. It's our choice. I cannot help you. You need to help yourself. So start from this prayer. Let's ask God for the voice. I know you 5 days already, you are hitting the wall already. Some of you start being very quiet, not very, but a little bit sluggish. Like you know, you don't move when you hit the bell. You are acting like you are about to die in class. You know, I've been through that. Many of the counselors, the pastors, we've been through that. We know how that feels. But you have to remember, today is the key. This today, tomorrow will determine how much you can receive from this enemy. When you hit the wall, if you are able to force yourself with the power of the Lord, push yourself and say, one more step, a little bit more. God, help me out. In your prayer, you are like your mice. You know, you are tired when you come and pray. But you say, Lord, help me to concentrate. I don't want to go home empty-handed. I'm here for a reason. I'm here with a goal. I will not leave here with nothing. You know, when you have this kind of determination and push yourself over the limit, and when you are able to break through instead of breaking down, break through, then you know what? You will see strength come upon you. This is experienced by many. Experienced by many, many students. Ask those who are in VMPP. Ask those who are the third year in NYDS. They will tell you, usually now will determine if you are able to continue to climb higher or you will stay in where you are at the end. Or you're somewhere downwards. Now, today, this prayer. So let's push ourselves. Show no mercy to our body. Paul said, beat your body, discipline yourself. Because it's good for you. So ask God to help us. Let's come.